My name is Thomas Shelby, and today I'm going to kill a man. Today is Derby Day, and the murder will take place at the Epsom Races.
Tommy, why are you giving so much away?
It may be I'm able to escape after the killing. The odds are not good.
You should try Bet365 or Paddy Power.
My family are innocent of any involvement.
Who are we?
Small Hoof Rifles!
Tommy, they're surely not going to believe that.
And while some of them may be guilty of other things, I have not shared the details of this mission with any of them.
He never tells us anything, you see.
The man I've been asked to kill is Field Marshal Russell, formerly a black and tan who committed atrocities in Cork. In the event of my death, it is imperative that Campbell is brought to justice.
I'm an agent of the Crown. I am justice. You're a twat.
I took Ada's rent boy to see Alfie Solomon.
Excuse me, there is no call for that.
At least he didn't murder a goat this time.
Hands off cocks, on with socks.
You're being released, Mr. Shelby.
Hands off what?
Hands off cocks, on with socks.
Just get me out of here. I never want to hear that expression again.
All the witnesses against you withdrew their statements last night.
Hallelujah.
I arrived at Alfie Solomon's bakery with Ada's rent boy. It was April Fool's Day all over again.
It says here I only get 20% of your export business.
As we agreed.
Careful, Tommy. He might sacrifice another goat, and then he might shoot you and say, "You killed the goat."
Are you demented or something? Why are you so obsessed with fucking goats?
Alfie, Country File is my favourite TV show. It really is. I love it.
That explains a lot, mate. Shall we get back to the conversation? My accountant drew this up just in case. It says 100% of your business goes to me.
Now who's acting demented, Alfie?
Well, mate, who asked for your fucking opinion anyway?
My little treacle. I sign 100% of my business over to you. That's funny.
Yeah, mate, it's non-fucking-negotiable.
I have an associate waiting for me at the door. I know he looks like a choir boy. My choir boy is actually an anarchist, and he will blow your bakery to kingdom come. I'll bet 100 to fucking 1 you're lying, mate.
Liar, liar, pants on fire!
After a bit of negotiating, we did shake hands on
35%. Let's go to the Derby boys.
Right then, load them up! Today's rabbit is Thomas Shelby. When I give you the signal, I want you to send him to his maker.
Let me break this down. At Epsom Races, Sabini and his men controlled the Epsom Derby. To take over the races, we needed to show force and guns. The problem is getting the guns inside. The plan is to create a diversion to draw all the coppers away, and that would leave you free to take his pitches. That's a nice red dress.
My mother wore that to the Derby in 1895. She was presented to Lady Victoria, darling.
If I'm honest with you, I really don't think he gives a shit. Look at the name of the horse. It's Grace's Secret.
Grace then met me at the races and informed me that she was pregnant.
It's your baby, Thomas. It's been 12 months.
But it's only been one episode.
I demoted Lizzie from secretary back to prostitute, so she could help me out with the assassination.
I met Thomas at the bar. I actually trust you to do this. Do you think there may be some measure of respect between us?
Is there fuck? You once told me that men like us can never be loved. Well, she just told me that she loves me.
And I will always love you.
Tommy, haven't you stopped him singing yet? He ruins everything.
I'm working on it, Grace.
I'm going to be your wedding singer.
Are you fuck?
She loves me, and all you got was a bullet and a fucking wolf head cane.
Wow.
Lizzie arranged for the ex-black and tan to be in a secluded place, but unfortunately, I couldn't find her.
Eventually you did, Tommy, and then all hell broke loose.
I did eventually catch up with Lizzie. She completed the assassination for me after an epic struggle. The police believed the IRA were on the course and after the king.
It was a very clever ruse. The police were redirected and we were able to take over the pitches and burn their track licenses right in front of them.
Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno.
Tommy, you're not very good at the singing. I could help you there.
Do not listen to him.
Mr. Sabini, you're late. Have a seat.
I told the coppers that you're fucking gypsy racketeering blinders. It's Peaky Blinders.
My boys are on the track. They're having a little bonfire. Gaming licenses, you know. You place too much reliance on the police for your security, Mr. Sabini. That was a mistake.
And when he found out that you were back in business with that nutter Alfie Solomon, he went completely crackers.
He fell for the bait, Arthur, and Polly had the biggest laugh of all.
Oh, my testicles! Oh, my testicles!
At the end of the episode, I thought I was done for. They had even dug a grave for me.
I still don't know how you got out of this, Tommy, but I'm so happy you did, because the next episode was a big piss-up.
In the bleak midwinter.
In some point in the near distant future, Mr. Churchill wants to speak to you. He has a job for you. Get out of the grave, Tinker!
It's another Tinker Man! You Tinker!
Viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it ships and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.